You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Hello, and welcome to Carousel Radio. We start on a sad note. Our executive producer, Dave Lavis, has sadly stolen the last digestive. I am not happy about this. Anyway, for today's show, we'll be visiting Team Dominica in Brighton for When I'm Prime Minister, where we ask, if you were the most powerful person in the country, what would you do to make our lives much better?
We'll be hearing more radio diaries in Sounds Like My Life, where people talk about the challenges and triumphs in their daily lives.
We begin by heading down to the beach for you, me and the sea. Poems, stories and songs inspired by the sea.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
The sea, the beach and coastline hold a special place in the human imagination. It is where we go for adventure, to sail away, to chill out, to explore, to play, to catch fish, to eat, to drink, for stone skimming, to think, to daydream. We wandered down to Brighton seafront to hear what was going on.
Oh, Lily, the sea can be salty and wavy. Leave your footprints in the sand as you step into their lives and breathe in.
The sea can be salty and wavy. Leave your footprints in the sand as you step into their lives and breathe in. The sea can be salty and wavy. Leave your footprints in the sand as you step into their lives and breathe in.
I am Theo the Hunt. I'm going to do a story about a little fish who swam away from his family. The little fish was called Jack. So this little fish had mum fish and a dad fish. When one day a little fish had an argument with his mum and he was so upset and he swam away. While he was swimming away at night, people were asleep. He swam all the way towards the Indian Ocean. While he was swimming, he bumped straight into a shark, a whale, and an octopus. Back at home, the parents were wondering where the little fish went. 2 days later, he hasn't came home yet. So they started swimming and trying to find him. They swam for hours and hours and hours. When they got to where he usually is, they found him, swimming nose to nose with a shark. So they brought him home. And that's the end.
We will return to the sea in the next episode.
Thank
Thanks to Lily and Theo for taking part in You, Me and the Sea. They are from Team Dominica. Team Dominica are a Brighton-based organisation who support young people with learning disabilities to acquire the skills and confidence needed to get paid employment and reach their full potential.
And moving on now to our never future, it's CFAX.
CFAX!
I've got one right now.
Brilliant, what you got?
Did you know that there is approximately £500 trillion worth of gold in the ocean?
No.
No, I didn't know that.
That sounds like a lot.
It does.
But because of how big the ocean is, that
massive.
Means it is quite large. It means that that's approximately 1 gram per 100 million tons.
Wow.
So there's a lot. So it's a lot of gold, but it's over such a big space that attempting to get it would cost more to get.
Yeah.
Now, I would love to say that you can just go out and get gold, but speaking from experience that I definitely don't have, yeah, if you just boil seawater, what you're going to be left is just salt, and
yeah.
Some of it is mixed with your tears.
If anyone would like to fund an expedition for Carousel to go out and find some gold, we can then let you know how it goes.
Did you want us to go out in a speedboat?
I would love to go out on a speedboat to get an amount of gold. That would be amazing.
This is my speedboat.
Up next, we have a plan. A 10-point plan. From Team Dominica in When I'm Prime Minister. In 2023, Britain has once again lost its Prime Minister, and we are in desperate need of a new one. Here is one of our candidates.
My name is Chazza. When I'm Prime Minister, these are the policies I will deliver to the people of the United Kingdom.
Number one,
I will get us back to the European Union to make everything less expensive and complicated.
Number two,
to make friends and allies with the other countries near us. The reasons the European Union was created was to make allies and stop other world wars happening, like with England, Germany and Poland.
Number three,
third reason, to make easier trade deals with Europe and the world.
Number four,
artists and musicians should be able to come to UK and play for free instead of paying a lot of money.
Number five,
I would appoint a visor of the House of Parliament who have a learning disability so that they can listen to people who have disabilities and they can give me feedback. This would solve people's worries and problems.
Number six,
I will make venues more accessible for people with learning disabilities and make venues awesome friendly too. I think people who work at football stadiums should do awesome training like bouncers or managers. This also goes for people who work in a music venue.
Number seven,
ear defenders will be given out for free to people who have sensory issues with loud noises, and then there should be better wheelchair access for wheelchair users in football and music venues.
Number eight,
I will help the homeless people get a job and a house, getting them off the street. Everyone needs a second chance and a second opportunity to put things right. I don't want to see people on the street cold, hungry and thirsty.
Number nine,
I will make streets safer at night by bringing more police officers to the street. This will make people feel more safer walking at night. When more police are around, there is less crime.
And number 10,
I will help the refugees find a safe place to live. This will give people who have lost their homes or left the country because of war and violence a second chance to relive their lives in peace and justice.
You have just heard from Chazza at Team Dominica in a candidate broadcast for the future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. So, last month we had an emergency broadcast from the government on all of our phones, right?
Yeah, that was terrifying.
So, if you could send one message to the entire country, what would you send?
Oh, wow. I feel I should just do the obvious one. You know, you tell me, what do you think the obvious one is?
I would send this exact message. If red is green, then green is the incorrect colour.
Yes.
Just to confuse everybody.
Mine, of course, is to Rickroll everyone. Just Rickroll the entire country is the obvious thing to do. Also, it's a good song. I actually quite like that song.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say or play it here, but I like it. I'm sure there are others too. So it'll be just it'll be kind of oddly nostalgic. Oh, I remember the dot-com crash. Good times.
How about you, Fran? If you could send one message to everyone in the country all at once, what would your message be?
Be prepared.
Oh, that would terrify everyone. That's perfect.
It's like the nation preparing
for something. For something. Was that just meant to be a Lion King reference, by the way? Okay, obviously.
Oh, that's so
extraordinary.
Carousel Radio.
Station 17 is a Hamburg-based experimental rock group, which was founded in 1989. The collective started as both a creative and social project and was the first to connect musicians with and without disabilities in the alternative music scene in Germany. You may have heard Station 17 and their music on previous episodes of Carousel Radio. From their new album, their 11th album, We Bitter, this is Pusk. Was Pusk by Station 17 from the album We Bitter, Yes Please, which will be released on 19th May and can be bought at station17.bandcamp.com.
Now it's time to hear from some real people in the real world in Sounds Like My Life. We ask people across the world to share the challenges and triumphs of their daily lives. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Philip and Sam. First up, let's hear from Philip in Florida.
Hello. Wrote some new lyrics today. You know what? I'm gonna try to freestyle about how my day went. I've never actually freestyled before, but why not do it when a lot of people are gonna be listening to it, right? Instead of practicing before and doing a lot of practicing before and getting comfortable. But out of the frying pan and into the fryer. I don't even have a beat. I don't have a beat to go rat-a-tat-tat, so excuse me. I may have to scat. I woke up this morning, and I know it may sound kind of boring, but I like my life, even though it's kind of filled with strife. Some dude said, hey man, you don't look autistic, but let's be realistic. What do you want me to do? Start clapping like a seal until you ask me to pull a trick? At least I got football to watch, American and English, because I got my man Pulisic. Anyway, what the heck? I tried to go driving today. There's kind of a lot to say. I went to meet with a financial advisor. Turns out they gave me the wrong date. It's tomorrow instead of today. So I'll go back to driving. Great. I don't like being around all of the honking horns and flashing lights. It honestly kind of makes me jump and makes me fright. You know, that's one thing about being autistic, is like, it's never gonna be over. I'm kind of getting sick of it. But you know what? I'm not out of the woods. I'm right in the thick of it. Let's make the best of it. Blimey, I gotta thank the Limeys for giving Phil Tip son. Oops, wrong name. My name is Philip Gibson. Oh, man, at least I got a fan. My mama thinks my raps are good, even though I didn't come from the hood. Sometimes it just, words come to me like it's... Yeah, that's it. I can't freestyle. But all of that I said happened today. Somebody said, you don't look autistic. And I am really confused by when people say that. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, I guess I'm like I'm not like necessarily good looking. I'm not really handsome, but I'm like passable, right? I'm like a 6, maybe a 7. And I'm like a Florida 7, 6 everywhere else. I don't get it though. What do people mean by that? Like, am I supposed to be like looking like Forrest Gump the entire time, you know? I mean, I do look like it sometimes, because when I'm not masking, when my face is just completely, relaxed, I guess I do kind of look like that, but I don't talk like him. That was a really bad Southern accent. I apologize. I apologize to no one, because that was fun doing that.
The Wellcome Collection is a free museum and library that aims to challenge how we all think and feel about health. They create opportunities for everyone to think deeply about the connections between science, medicine, life, and art. Let's hear from Sam in Essex.
I was glad that I was asked to do some work at Wellcome Collection to make it more accessible to neurodivergent people such as myself. I was really glad to see that Wellcome wanted to listen to people such as me. And I also felt good to be validated because of being white, middle class and male. I wonder if people don't accept that there are things that make it more difficult for me in this world. They felt that things weren't great for neurodivergent people such as myself, and they wanted to change that. And I'm glad they wanted to listen to people like me. I was glad to get this paid work. I felt respected and important. Getting paid work feels like a very difficult thing. It was interesting to be reminded it's kind of who you know, because I'd been asked by someone who used to be my manager in an old job that was based at Wellcome Collection. It was really good to see my old manager again. It also felt like we were closer through not working together anymore, but having done so in the past, than we were when we used to see each other regularly every week when I did work in my job with her as my manager. It was really nice to be at Wellcome Collection again. I really missed being there. It was really nice to work there. It was really nice to work there in my job that was based there years ago. So it was really nice to be there again. It was really nice to eat in the canteen again there, which I always really liked and missed that. I look forward to keeping doing this work. It was good to feel respected and included and important.
And this is Philip from Florida.
There's so many things that I want to do. I want to contribute. I want to make other people's lives better. I just want people to understand my point of view a little bit better. I don't speak for all autistic people. I definitely do not. I barely speak for myself. but that's why I do the things that I do, so people can understand a bit better. And for those who are going through or similar situations, like regardless of their mental health, if they're neurotypical or neurodiverse, I want them to feel heard, because sometimes that little bit of validation is just what people need to get by. I wrote some lyrics today. I read a couple of songs a day, which I found out that wasn't normal when I moved in with my roommate last year, and he saw me doing that, and I thought other people could, but I call it one of my autistic superpowers. Because, you know, it's fun, because, like, I often can't articulate a particular thought that I have in my head or a particular feeling. I can't articulate it verbally. I struggle with that greatly. But somehow, I don't really understand it, but writing lyrics, hip-hop lyrics, writing scripts, writing jokes, that, it, like, flows naturally. I have a lyric that I wrote a while back. It's, I wish my mouth could freestyle, but my brain can. It's like my brain is constantly freestyling 24/7. I'm an insomniac too, so I can't, it doesn't stop. It's a good thing and a bad thing. Anyway, I hope you guys, whoever's listening to this, I hope you feel hurt, because you and your situation, whatever struggles you're going through, because we all are going through struggles, it is valid, and you are valid in your feelings. Have a blessed day. This is Phil Tipp, signing off.
A big thanks to Philip and Sam, our radio diarists, for this episode. Before we move on, I would like to continue on something that Philip said. He was talking about how the trouble he has with, like, forming words. And I have a very similar issue where, like, my brain has information, but this, converting it into words and getting it out is, I find, quite a challenge. Although, unlike him, he says that if he's writing, he can do that. I can't do that even, so I don't know if I mentioned it, I've been trying to write a book for ages, and that's an issue I keep running into. So I actually have a character who has severe autism. I wanted to give the emotion of what it's like to have that moment or, like, have a panic attack, and the words just don't exist in the English language, and I've experienced both of those things, and I can't find the words.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
So, coming up at the end of the month, we have a bank holiday. So, Joel, how would you spend your bank holiday?
Ooh, my favourite way of spending a bank holiday, easily, is to get a lot of chocolate, melt it into a bath, and have a swim.
What?
You can't do that.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
Correction, you can do that. The question is, why would you want to do that?
Why wouldn't you want to do that? Chocolate is really high in magnesium and also vitamins A and E, and those are really good for the skin. So it's just a shortcut to just get it in quickly.
Fair enough.
Obviously.
Okay. Fran, how would you want to spend a bank holiday?
Well, this Monday, I'm going to see wrestling at the Brighton Open Air Theatre.
Wait. Wrestling?
Yeah, kapow wrestling.
Okay. Would not have caught that. Good for you. And Jason?
I will sleep in. Wake up, open up the freezer, take out a tub of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, eat the whole thing in one go, and then pretend the day doesn't exist.
Too Hot for Candy are Callie, Arthur, and Isaac, who bring you a sound they describe as way funky. Inspired by Prince, Sly, and the Family Stone, and with big beats and funky drumming, this is the music you can party to. From Lockdown Mixtape that came out at the end of 2020, this is Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday morning, and I'm getting up. I'm gonna take a shower, put some coffee in my cup. I got to stay alert, I got to tidy my room. So mundane, it's the same, but at least I get to see my friends on Zoom. Tuesday.
It's a day, it's a week, it's a week, it's a month, it's a month in the year. Tuesday. It's a day, it's a week,
the month, it's a month in the year. Tuesday, it's the way that we speak, being seen on the screen. Can you feel me over here? Tuesday, it's a day in the week, it's a week in the month, it's a month in the year. Tuesday, it's the way that we speak, being seen on the screen, and I feel you right here.
Yeah. Tuesday evening, and I'm going to eat. The last fried chicken with the salad on the side, boy, really good treat. I watch some TV, but it's got talent. I brush my teeth, listen to the radio, and I'm going to bed. Fall asleep, fall asleep.
That was Tuesday by Too Hot for Candy. You can see the band live as part of the Great Escape Festival in Brighton. They are playing on Saturday the 13th of May at 5:15 p.m. Jubilee Square, Brighton. You will need a festival pass to enter the venue. You can hear more of their music and, of course, buy their tracks at toohotforcandy.bandcamp.com. That is Too Hot for Candy, TOOHOTFORCANDY.bandcamp.com.
Sadly, I got some news. It's the end of the show, guys.
No!
But we've got to say thank you to Lily, Theo, Chazza, and everybody at Team Dominica who contributed to this radio show.
Thanks.
Thanks to Philip Gibson. Thanks to Sam Castle Ward. Station 17. Thanks to Too Hot for Candy with Tuesday, and also the Carousel House Band for the theme tunes.
Thanks, everyone.
And before we fully leave, of course, we have to say thank you, Fran.
I'm DJ Cranberry, aka Fran. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. And thank you, Joel.
Thank you very much for your thank you.
So welcome, dude. You can listen or subscribe to the podcast of this show wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcast, and Stitcher. There are monthly episodes going back to January 2017. And you can listen at any time. Just search Carousel Radio. We'll be back for a new podcast in June.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.